And we have somebody, Miss Sheila Skaggs, with us, and she has a testimony she wants to share. I think it'll be just great. Praise God. You with us, Sheila?
Yeah, I'm here.
God bless you. Thank you so much. Good to hear your voice.
Yes, yours too. I just want to say hi and blessings to everybody there. I love you all, and I wish I were there with you. But I just wanted to tell everybody that I had a physical problem for quite some time. I lost a whole lot of weight, and all at once I noticed that I sort of looked like I was pregnant. And Carl jokingly said, oh, you probably have a tumor. And the girl I exercised with said the same thing. But I just kind of let that go. I wasn't going to believe that. And as time went on, I started having some issues, maybe monthly, maybe every other month, that I would become very weak, and it would just totally take me out for a day or two. I could do nothing but sleep, and I would be in some terrible, terrible pain. And my stomach did swell up, and I had clothes that I could not wear. I could see that my side was sticking out. It was not a good thing. And this past month, I was really sick, and it scared my son, Eric. And we have a friend who is a doctor, and so Eric insisted I go there. I went there. They wanted to do this CAT scan. They did this CAT scan, and they said, oh, well, you have this tumor growing off your uterus that's bigger than a football. My doctor told Eric it was like a basketball, and, of course, Eric has to joke, and he said, many are NBA, and the doctor says NBA. So they insist I see these two other doctors that are surgeons, and they're, as far as surgeons go, top-notch, and it was all going to be a free-to-me kind of thing. So I went and paid these doctors a visit, and they tell me how huge this thing is, and then they proceed to tell me that they want to split me down the middle and take it out because it's so huge, that's how they have to take it out. And I'm just looking at them thinking, no, I don't think so, because all I can think about is everything that would happen afterwards. And so I came home and I started to pray, and I called David, and David prayed with me. And every day I would get out of bed and say, thank you, Lord, that you've healed me. Thank you that I no longer have this issue. And I just praise you, Lord. And I pray that this will be a testimony to you, because it's nothing about me. I'm nothing but a vessel. But thank you for letting me be that. And I just pray eyes would be opened because of this. And I just kept praying. And I also prayed with another brother who gave me a word, and it was a wonderful time of fellowship. And he told me, he said, the Lord has healed you. He's taken it away from you. And I started to have a little bit of pain. And but I believed the whole time it was gone. And the next morning when I woke up, because I was constantly touching that, I could look at my stomach and see that it no longer was swollen. I could no longer feel anything sticking out on my side. I could wear clothes I haven't been able to wear for months, because the Lord had manifested the healing that I believed He would give me. And I just praise Him for it. And when my son called me Saturday and I told him, he's just like, are you pulling my leg? No, why would I do that? He said, are you sure it's all gone? It's all gone, Eric, it's all gone. He started laughing. He said, well, can I come over and see? He didn't come over till today, but he was touching around on my side. And he said, you look different. I can tell you look different. So I'm so excited, and I just praise the Lord for it. And there's going to be a lot of people who are going to hear this now, because everybody, of course, when I was sick for so long, wanted to know what was wrong with me. And so they all think I'm having surgery, which I never intended to have surgery. And it's going to be quite interesting to see what they're going to have to say. But I'm really excited, and I just want to praise the Lord for giving me this healing.
Amen. Praise be to God. Thank you, Father. And, you know, after I prayed with Sheila, I thought, you know, it'd be nice to call for the elders, you know. So I decided I was going to call one more guy to call her and agree with her, and called Frank Thornton. Mm-hmm. So he called her and agreed with her, and praise God, the three of us put our faith together, and we thank God that He was sufficient, right?
Yes. Amen. sufficient.
He was sufficient. Because of what Jesus did at the cross, we can count on this. You know, isn't it great, Sheila, that we don't have to wonder? We can just thank God for it, you know?
It is. It's totally awesome, yeah. Because I didn't, I may have taken something like Midol or something, but I never took any other kind of drugs, and I didn't ask the doctor for anything. And Eric said, why didn't you ask him for something for pain? I said, no, it'll be all right. I don't need it.
Jesus bore our pains too, didn't he?
That's right. He sure did. Amen. Amen.
Wow, that's awesome, Sheila. My God bless you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. We praise you, Father. We praise you that you are an all-sufficient God. You are who you say you are, and you've done what you say you have done.
Yeah.
And we thank you that Sheila is totally restored and healed in Jesus' name. And thank you, Lord, for being a witness to those doctors, too, Lord. Show them that what you can do, Father. Hallelujah.
Yes. Praise Jesus. Thank you.
Amen. Anything else you want to share with us, Sheila?
I think that's it for now.
Well, that's pretty good, I think.
It is. It's awesome. I'm so excited.
All right. Well, God bless you.
Thank you, and you too.
Yes, ma'am.
Bye.
Oh, praise you, Father. He's our mighty Savior. He's our mighty Savior. Hallelujah.